You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Scott Pridemore here with Mike Hagee for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties. Today, we welcome Elise Dashew to the studio with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Board of Education. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi there. I'm happy to be here.
We're lucky to have you sitting not only here, but on our school board. So thank you.
We're very grateful for your service.
Thank you. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to do the work. It's really amazing work. And we have, I don't think people here recognize it, but around the country, when I go to school board conferences around the country, people admire our district. We do so much cutting edge, innovative work that we model for the rest of the country. And part of why I'm so excited to do this work is when we do have a good idea, I mean, yes, we have a lot of challenges in our schools. We have a lot of challenges in our world, and they all show up in our schools. But when we can figure out a solution, we can change lives not only here, but across the country because everybody's watching what we do. So it really is a privilege.
So in that regard, as you travel and you interact with other boards in other cities, are there any particular cities where you're gleaning some really good practices and helping us here in Charlotte overcome challenges that they may have already circumvented?
There's some really great work going on in Massachusetts, actually, well, that's a state, but we're beginning to recognize the importance of trauma and when children have experienced trauma and adverse experiences in their childhood, that impacts their ability to learn and their ability to just be settled in a classroom and ready to learn. And so there's more and more evidence of ways to support students who've had adverse childhood experiences and get a whole schoolhouse trained and ready for that and on the same page. And that ends up with kids who are much healthier and doing much better academically. And so Massachusetts has really led the way in becoming what is called a trauma-informed community. And I would just say stay tuned. There's some really exciting work going on in Charlotte in CMS in partnership with Mecklenburg County, CMPD, and Novant, and Atrium hospital systems for doing that in our schools. And that cuts across socioeconomics. That's in our wealthiest schools and in our schools with the highest poverty. We have kids who are just so stressed out right now. For a whole variety of reasons. And there's just some really good tools that we're coming up with and training that we're doing for everyone in our schools, whether it's volunteers, school nurses, teachers, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, to support these kids.
Love to hear the progress. And I, in particular, love to hear how the community is reaching out and making themselves available, the hospitals and the Mecklenburg County Police Department, mm-hmm. They're involved. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, stay tuned. I will keep you posted.
Very good.
So lastly, what do you think the biggest focus for schools right now, individually and a board, and the direction you're heading, and as students kind of get back and, you know, they're about to go back to class in the fall and kind of, you know, go from there, what's the direction of the board at this juncture?
Well, I actually brought in a printout of our, we worked as a board to hone three very concrete goals to guide our work, to guide our district's work, not just for this year, but for the years ahead. And so I printed them out to bring them in and actually read them because I don't want to wing it and get it wrong. Because we worked really hard on getting 9 board members together along with our superintendent to capture these goals. So the first is for every student to graduate with opportunities for meaningful employment and or higher education. So that is what it's all about. When these kids cross the stage, and you know, our graduation rate has climbed, it just climbs every year, and yet we need to know that when kids cross that stage and pick up that diploma, that it's meaningful. And there are growing number of jobs where employers can't fill the jobs. And so we're working closely with employers in different industries to retool our classes to get kids graduating with certifications and with very specific job skills for high-paying jobs that are out there waiting for them. I'm really excited about that focus that is sort of opportunities in that way are exploding in our schools right now. There'll be a lot of news on that. Another big goal is very simply for every student to have access to a rich, diverse, and rigorous curriculum. So learning needs to be rich and engaging and relevant, and it needs to be rigorous across the board. We need to have high expectations of all of our children, and our high flyers need to continue to be high flyers, and we need to continue to challenge them, and we need to not discount what our struggling students can do also. So that's a focus as we start up the school year. We have a lot of different programs throughout our district. We've kind of gotten to a point where there's like a different program in every school, and so we're trying to hone that down so that we have a little bit more consistency throughout the school, so we know that all the curricula that the students are learning from is evidence-based and is, you know, really effective. So you'll find some simplifying in our schools around that in the coming year. And then the third is what I was speaking about earlier, is that every student will have more social and emotional supports. And so again, that's, we're really learning that there's a big connection between how well kids do in school academically and what's going on with them emotionally. And so while our job is teaching and learning, we've got to be providing our students with mental health support. They're crying out for help. Their parents are crying out for help. Schools are where the kids are. And so that's where we need to meet their needs. And so you'll find a lot of initiatives around that. And as a mom, I'm really grateful for that.
That's fantastic.
Very good. We just can't wait to share this podcast with folks, our clients, and the people that follow us through either our blog or social media. Very valuable information, in particular for folks that have children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can I add one more message?
Absolutely.
When I think of realtors, I think of the websites like greatschools.org that rate our schools. And I think sometimes that is a faulty way to gauge a school's ability to educate a child well. And so we have some phenomenal schools in our district that don't necessarily have the highest test scores. And I, as a mom, have chosen to send my child to at least one of those schools, a school that had D and F grades, because I went into the school, I talked to parents whose kids were there, I talked to the principal and the teachers, and I saw the great work that was going on. And so this was a school that had a lot of English learners who don't test so well on tests that are in English. That's what gets captured. Had a lot of students who had rough lives at home and didn't have as many books at home as my son had. And so, you know, they didn't test as well. But my son got a phenomenal education at this. I'm speaking in particular about McClintock Middle School. He did great. He learned. He grew. He got everything he needed to be prepared for high school. He had teachers who loved him. So I just think it's really important as realtors, when you're showing people homes in neighborhoods, to encourage them to walk into a school and to get to know a school, and don't judge it by, sometimes reputations are inaccurate, and don't judge it by a test score.
That's great advice. And I can tell you, a lot of folks that we help that do relocate to Charlotte, they're going to sites such as the one you mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's one source of information. I also agree, going in and meeting with the principal, the teachers, talking to other parents, that is really where you're going to get the best information. And you touched on something else that I could appreciate, the teachers. You know, the reality is I can tell you from my children's experience who the teacher and their level of commitment, and whether the teachers feel inspired, translates to whether or not they're going to teach in a way that inspires your child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the institution, it's the teacher.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and furthermore, the teachers need the support from the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
it's all of us.
Yeah, I could show you. I mean, reality is I have friends and clients that have children at A+ schools, but not all of them maybe have a teacher that is inspired as another.
Mm-hmm.
And so that experience is just when the feet meet the street.
Mm-hmm.
Is who's teaching and what level of commitment do they have to
right.
our children?
Yeah, a lot of times the A+ school means that they have a high concentration of students that are really good at taking tests. But it doesn't mean that your child will be better served there or that your child will be worse served at a school with a different grade.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a very fixed mindset that is tough to break through. So I like to just remind people of that every time I have the opportunity.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, let's get into that. Let me just ask you this. How is the board supporting our teachers?
Oh, my goodness. We battle for them to be paid better every chance we get.
You'd say that.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I should. Sometimes it's a shame that can be determined as political. But it's reality is we need to pay our teachers.
Well, it's practical. I mean, it just is. We have most of our teachers have to work a second or a third job if they're going to raise a family, if they're going to have enough money to raise a family. And so, a lot of people don't realize, especially people who have recently relocated to Charlotte, don't realize that the school system does not have its own taxing authority. We can ask for the funds, but we don't provide the funds. So our funding partners are the state, the legislature, and the state budget, and then our county, the county commissioners, as when they put their budget together. Those are our funding partners. And so we have taken a big hit. There was a time where North Carolina was a leader in the nation for teacher pay and teacher respect, and that really got decimated during the recession. And while other states have caught up and surpassed us since the recession, our teacher pay has sort of inched up, but not as quickly as other states. And so the legislature is really working on that. So teacher pay is little by little getting better, and we're getting more competitive. But it is still a real challenge, and we always do everything we can to lobby for better pay, both with the county and the county really stepped up this year. At first, it looked like they weren't going to fully fund our request for better pay for teachers, but the teachers organized and showed up and used their voices and told their stories and were very effective. And so this past May was a really exciting funding season because the county really did come through for our teachers, and I am so grateful for that.
Well, hopefully part of that bond package is making teachers in a better position to teach the children.
Absolutely. Yep. Nearly $1 billion bond package. It's going to take us 7 years to build all of those schools. So it's not like the county gave us a check for $922 million and said, okay, go build all the schools now. but it is definitely helping us to catch up. And over half of our schools are over 50 years old. And that can be a real tough environment to teach in. We did a press conference when we were making the case for the bond in one of our schools in the auditorium. And literally, I was standing at the podium getting ready to start the press conference, and a little piece of the ceiling fell in. Oh. And so I picked it up and held it up and was like, this is why we need a bond. It was really good timing. But so, yeah, I'm definitely going to have some better teaching and learning environments thanks to that bond.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate all of your insight and the service that you provide to Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools as well as to our communities.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for helping me to get the good word out.
Scott Pridemore, Mike Hagee, for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Thank you so much, Elise. Thank you.
Thanks.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at pridemoreproperties.com.